Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Antoinette Show. Antoinette will be along shortly. This is Brother Ray. And here tonight we're going to talk about some things that we think we need to be aware of, and hopefully we will begin to act on.
Yes.
It's our different strokes for different folks, but we're the same people. We all come from the same Creator. We all are experiencing the wiles of the devil right now, in my opinion. And I'd like to just sometimes just talk about what's going on. You know, like Marvin said, like Marvin Gaye said, what's going on, y'all? Talk about it.
Yeah.
See, that's the only way to get to the bottom of things, talk about them, and share. That's what this program is all about, sharing information. None of us know it all, but some of us know a lot, and if we all pull it together, we'll know enough to help the next brother, to help the sister, to help the children. You know, it's all on us, in my opinion. And I think we've got to do something besides talk about it. We've got to organize ourselves and begin to address what directly affects us. So I'm looking forward to having some great conversation at some point tonight that we will begin to not so much talk about what's happening, but to look at some solutions for what we are going through. One of the things that I want to talk about is how do we survive what's happening to us? How do we survive this pandemic that's going on? What is it, and how do we survive it? What do we have to do? And I'm always talking about organizing. What does that mean?
Yes. Brother Ray, I'm going to say this, and we have a caller that they have their hands up, so I guess people are ready to talk to you already. But I was talking to Sister Agoni, and, you know, she had said, you know, it's great that we want to organize, but first we have to you know, even though people get tired of hearing, you know, about what the problems are, but we still have to bring things into, you know, what is the problem and what's behind the problem. You know, what are the forces that are behind the problem and how everything has been orchestrated.
Well, I hope that Sister Ngoni will call in tonight, and I've been calling her or trying to reach out to her. I hope she does call in, because we do need to discuss those things. But we're always discussing those things. And she has a wealth of knowledge about where we've been, where we're going, and what we need to do. So, yes, I welcome that from her.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that conversation. As I've said in the past, and I will always say, none of us know it all, but together we can get it together.
That is so true.
Yeah. So we're doing.
Are you ready to take the caller, or do you want to wait?
Yeah. Well, this is your show. I'm with you. But you can, you know, bring them in.
Okay. Area code 715. Area code 715.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah, if you could talk a little louder.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
Okay, how you
doing?
Yes,
we can hear you, brother.
All right, it's good, good, good. I spoke with the sister before previously on the phone. My name is Chris Northley. I do find your conversation quite stimulating. What is the particular, you know, because I'm so over talking about it. but we do got to get at some point into talking about investing in the growth of the Black community.
Well, we talk about that all the time. We talk about that all the time as well. And that's why we want to hear from you, people like you, who are concerned and who have ideas about what it is that we need to be doing.
Absolutely.
Because like we always say, it's, we're tired of talking. We got to do something, y'all. You have to get involved and get busy. So I'd like to hear what your comments are, brother.
Yeah, I think we first would like to, first I'd like to see the Black community have a clear focus and agenda. I think one of the things we do lack is that sense of cohesion and being on the same page as to what we're going to do moving forward. And if we take the time to invest in that organizing, in that strategizing, and deciding how we're going to move forward as a team, I don't think we're going to have a lot of progress until the Black community start operating as a team, not just based on politics or religion or area code, but based on the fact that it is clear we all have somewhat the same struggle, and it's imperative that we spend maybe a little less time trying to figure out who's doing it wrong or who's the bad guy and spend more time being the producer of good works for the Black community.
Okay, well, that's what this is about. That's what this program is about. And what I'd like to do is hear from you, what are your suggestions for what we need to do now?
First and foremost, we have got to do whatever we can, not look for a perfect plan, but we need a plan to literally reach out to Black people. I think if we don't come together, if we don't figure out how to
Hold on. What's the plan that you come up with? That's what we need to know. We've been through all of these things.
Give us a plan. And I think part of the problem is that we really can't make plans until we get a brain trust in the same room. Like, I can have a plan, but it don't mean that it's going to be agreeable to many other people. You know what I mean? Like, I was listening to you at first. You said we need to get together and put our ideas together. And I think part of what we often do is that we get stuck in our own ideas, and we haven't made any room in our mind for other people's ideas or what they believe is a solution. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm trying to get you to say.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get you to say.
My major point is that the black community definitely needs a plan of action, an investment in action of actually reaching out to black communities. Let's take, for instance, where I am in Wisconsin, in Warsaw. The biggest problem I have here is that we only have 500 black people, but you can't get five black people into the room to communicate.
Do you have a plan to get them into the room?
You know, my plan has been extremely difficult because going door to door and getting them to want to participate in a community affair, like I got an organization up here, and it has been really difficult to get black people to want to participate and get into the room. But I don't have, I got to admit, I don't have the investment in being able to put on pilot programs, because we need pilot programs that really address housing and different issues.
That's what this program is all about. We're putting programs together. We're putting ideas together. What we've done so far, we started a drum call. The drum call goes international. It goes around the world. It's waking people up every single day. They're beginning to think about what's happening to them in their community. When they do that, they will begin to come up with solutions instead of completely continuing to talk about what's going on and who won't come and what won't happen. It's beginning to happen, and it's happening because we started doing something. We started getting people to converse and coming up with ideas and then doing those ideas. That's what we're here to do tonight, to do. Where do we go from here? What do we do from this point on? We're being shot down on the streets. We're being put out on the streets from our homes. They're losing our homes to these trick mortgages and lying, stealing people that the Bible told us about, those who came to kill, steal, and destroy. So what we're saying is, where is the plan? What are we going to do instead of talking about it? Where is it, and what is your plan to do something about what's happening?
I tell you, my first initiative is that I am trying to reach out to congregations here, so religious congregations, so they can expand their education programs for the black youth. That is one of my pet projects, or that I'd like to see happen, that the church becomes more than what it's been, and that I hope that they will allow us to use that church to facilitate more re-education and more economic and social education for the black child and for the black adult.
What you're saying is absolutely right, but what you're not doing is doing what you're saying. What you have to do is, if that's what you think, start a church, start organizing people in that, with that mindset. We know the church has not done, is not doing what it's supposed to do. Well, we can't keep begging them to do something that we think needs to be done. So I'm saying
absolutely
to you and everybody else, do what it is that you think needs to be done. And that's
absolutely
how we're going to solve this problem.
Absolutely. I do believe if you think a church should be doing something, you should start a church. And I believe that hopefully I can get a little support for this activity to work hand in hand with the church, or even start a church, because I think it's very imperative that we don't just complain, or that we don't just sit and say, what are we going to do? But I do believe that if I'm going to move anywhere further, it will take having information from other people and collaborating with other people around the country to help get any kind of program off the ground.
Well, that's true. That's true, and I can tell you're new to this whole game here of survival and rights and coming together under this racist system. But what I'm saying to you is that you have the right ideas, but you have to make it happen. You have to make the people, get the people, even if it's five people in your community, like you say, they have to be convinced and concerned enough to do something. If that means putting up $20,000 a piece to do it, then let's do that, and let's get it started. We all have the same financial issues and financial problems all over the world, where the money changers have taken all the money, where the banks are robbing us every day, but we still put our money in their bank. So one of our solutions is take your money out of that bank. Okay? Defend yourself. They pass laws to keep us from defending ourselves. That's a God-given right to defend yourself. Okay? So we cannot allow them to control everything we do because they are in control of our government. The government is on your back. It's on your shoulders. We got to take charge of this. So what I'm saying to you, brother, what I'm saying to you is, and I use that word organized because we are not organized. We don't know what's going on, so we continue to follow the people who are doing it to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
I would agree with it.
Every Sunday at 3 o'clock Eastern time, we have an international drum call. We're asking people to take it upon themselves. 3 o'clock every Sunday, drum with the drum or with a box or with a can, table, anything. You drum at 3 o'clock, you pray your prayer in your language, in your religion, whatever it is, and you ask for divine intervention, which is what I do. You ask for divine intervention and you continue to do this, and it grows and it grows, and it all starts with a word of mouth, and that's what we've done here. It's all over the country. Your town, whatever town you're in now, you're the person that's responsible for getting that drum call going. And you're going to see some changes coming because the world knows about the drum, but obviously we in America don't know about it because we've never been taught about it. But the Native Americans know about it, so they've joined this whole drum call. They're stronger in this drum call than we are. But guess what? We are one people. They know that. We don't. So you're right. We got to do things different. Now, like I said, everybody's looking for some money to help them do whatever. But we're going to have to do what we got. We're going to do what we need to do with what we have. Yes, it does take a collective effort. We don't have that yet, but we will. It will come together. You know, but the drum call, in my opinion, is what's kicking this off to get people to think about what's going on and just know that this federal government that's been lying to us since they came in Plymouth Rock and took over and killed everything in sight and set up their own system and deny us everything that they give their own. So we got to wake up and get busy. It's not an easy struggle. It's not an easy fight, but it is a fight. It's one we're going to win if we work it. So, you know, I just want to kind of make it clear that we're not just talking over here. We're putting out efforts to change things. And it's not, money's not going to solve our problem right now. Yes, we need it to do what we have to do. But the love of money is the problem right now in this country and in the world. Because those who have it want to take it, everything that you have. They control our Federal Reserve, our banks, our government. They control the IRS. And here we are having a president that's telling us to trust the Federal Reserve, which is a foreign corporation. But we don't know that. We don't know it because we have not talked about it. We've not discussed those issues with people who know. And if they don't agree, all you got to do is research it, look it up. It's a fact. Okay? So we are in a corporate America. They tell us we are voting in. We are not voting in their election. It's their election. That's their system. We need our own system.
Yes, so that's true.
It's a big job. I'm sorry, I didn't do it.
No, I'm sorry. I was just saying, yes, I totally agree with you that we do need an independent form of governance, a sense of autonomy over our own community to set some of these things straight ourselves. And I totally agree. I don't believe that money is our core issue. I think our core issue is a lack of love of self. And so even if you bring money into it, if somebody don't have a strong enough sense of love of self and community, they'll only get infected with greed and ultimately be a danger to the greater good. So, yeah, I definitely agree with that. And I don't think you need a ton of money to do what you got to do. You can make it possible on a small budget. I do believe, though, that Black America got to figure out a way to put themselves in a position to vote for their own leadership and to choose their own representatives without anyone impeding grooming.
What city are you in?
I'm in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Okay, I don't know where that is. How many people are there?
In Wausau, Wisconsin, it's 40,000 people.
And out of 40,000 people, you said there are 5 blacks?
500 black people.
Okay. Can you get word to the 500 it's time to meet and begin to look at our condition and our situation? Can you get those 500 together and say we need to open a supermarket, a corner store, so that all the money that comes into our community doesn't go right back out, so we can keep some of it in, hire some of our people? And when that
right
mindset
now, that's the difficult part right now, because I didn't even say grocery store. I said we should come together and open up a daycare for the black community, for black women and black children here.
That's good. But what you've got to remember.
Yeah, that's a good thing, because it creates employees. It's a function of a community that we definitely need, and we got to be able to trust each other. It builds trust.
Before you go there, let's deal with the daycare. Okay, so you're going to open up a daycare, right? And this is just a suggestion here. If you decide to open up a daycare, what kind of daycare are you going to open up? And what rules are you going to follow?
Yeah.
Are you going to feed your children cow's milk?
No.
Are you
going to
feed your children? Are you going to feed your children sugar?
I don't believe in that. I'm like, even though I know I've lived kind of unhealthy in my own life, I wouldn't want to do anything but give kids an organic start, especially black kids.
Where are you going to get
them how
from?
To plant their own food.
So where are you going to get that from? You're in Wisconsin where it gets cold.
But I'm also in a part of Wisconsin where farming just is a second nature, and growing things is a second nature. And I think if you have a daycare, you should have some part of that daycare right there on site that actually deals with growing food. You should be
What I'm suggesting to you is this. We have, there are organizations that are attempting to do everything that we're talking about, but we don't know that, and we don't know who they are and where they are. There are black farmers in Mississippi and in Alabama who got their own farms growing good organic food, but we don't know about them. We got truckers ready to truck that food out to communities all over this country, but we don't know about them. So when you get organized, you will know that everything that we're talking about, we can do something about it. And we don't have to take it from the people who are denying us and have denied us since they came to this continent. And we got to acknowledge the fact that that is what's happening. Racism does exist, and these people are the ones who are behind it and benefit off of it while our people suffer.
Yeah.
So it's on us to change this whole scenario. Nobody can do it for us but us.
I don't even believe that there's a white savior for black people. So I think at this point in time in our history, it is all about the black community using its own resources and intellectual power to do for ourselves. We're capable. We're quite capable. It would sound like there's a lot of information out there that could use to be on some formal website or some formal newsletter that where black people all over the country can access this information about farmers, about insurance companies, about whatever black banking there is in the country, because otherwise it does keep us disconnected. I mean, we have the technology to do these things. I think it would be very imperative for black people to be able to go onto a website and be able to locate black distributors, black farmers, black truckers, and that we
all
can
of that
find.
Yeah, that's all out there. But what I'm saying to you, brother, is take those ideas that you have and make them happen. Nobody's going to come in there and do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. You got the right idea. Do it. That's all we're saying. And if you need some information, that's what these programs are for. We can connect you to all of that, but we ain't going to just keep talking about it. If you're in position to do something, then connect and make that connection. But don't call just to talk about it and not be in a position to do something about it with those great ideas you got. Those are some great ideas. But nobody has those in your community, obviously, because it's not being done.
Yeah.
So that's all we're saying.
Well, if the more information I get, if you can put me on the information that can help me push this along, I will gladly take that information.
Well, you're on it. You're on it now, and you've made the suggestion that you need to start a daycare. Start one, okay? And when you get it started, let us know. We're gonna go ahead and connect you to the right people who can help you further that idea. But there are many ideas out there that need to be organized. And when you talk about a black bank, we have black banks, but they follow the white rules. We got our own rules. You can't find a Chinese bank or get you that. Why? Because they don't have them. They take care of their own people. If you need money to start a business, you go to the council. Council will entertain your idea, see what you're about. They'll put your money up for you, do your business, pay them back. If you don't pay back, then you got to pay the piper. So, you know, these are things that can be done. We don't have to continue to depend on the people we know for being fair or right with taking our money, doing what they want. You got a government now that wants to give billions of dollars to Ukraine while people are sleeping in the streets. That's an outrage.
Brother Ray, you're breaking up.
You didn't hear what I had to say? You didn't hear that?
Yeah, we can hear you, but it was like every other word.
Okay, that means something's going on. But
I heard what you said about them giving all that money to Ukraine.
Yeah, they're doing it every day, and they've been doing it. They never stopped. But we never challenged them because they make our leaders. We follow the leaders that they make for us. And they never do what we're supposed to. What, they never represent us. We have a Congressional Black Caucus that does not represent us. And
absolutely
it's our fault. Yeah, so we sit and let them get away with it. We don't challenge them. You know, we've done it. We've done it, yes, and we call them to task. But until the people, like I said, until the people know what's going on and have the mindset to do something about it and then know what to do, you know, we're worshiping the people who are putting their foot down on our neck. And that's in black and white. It's not black versus white. That's wrong versus right. Every brother ain't a brother. Every white man ain't your enemy.
Nope.
You know, so when people wake up and understand that this is what we're dealing with, it's a spiritual warfare, and when we have rights, and they have God-given rights, not this crap that these people have told us, all the lies that they've told us about. So,
absolutely.
Hey, man.
I totally agree with you on that. I totally agree that we fail to hold black institutions and black politicians and these representatives accountable for what they do or don't do for the black community. And part of what we can't keep doing is just complaining about their behavior. But when you don't choose your own leadership as a people, like Marcus Garvey said, you are always going to be stuck with whatever the gatekeeper chooses for you. So the black community don't have a leadership that we have actually voted for and chose ourselves on the basis of how we think of a leader should behave or how an organization should behave. So we lack even a conscious contact with our own leadership and with our own organizations. So I think the black community got to be way more organized before we can take even our own leadership to task in a lot of ways. I think a lot of black people are brainwashed in America.
I'll ask you one more time. I'm going to ask you again. Is your community organized? Is your neighborhood, your family, your friends organized to understand what you just said?
No.
Because that's where it starts. So
yeah,
we can't just
a lot of them,
what somebody else needs to do, we need to be doing it.
Well, they've heard me want to inspire them. I mean, a lot of it is rejected. A lot of, unfortunately, black people really do believe in democracy. Black people believe in all you got to do is go vote. So it makes it extremely difficult for them to really handle where we are and what steps we need to take. Likely on the Juneteenth, we're going to hold an event to actually talk about this and try to gather some black people together. And I'm hoping that we will get some black people who want to not just talk but move their feet and cooperate and be a part
and
give of
them a plan. Then give them a plan of action. Tell them the truth about Juneteenth, because Juneteenth is another one of their tricks they put on us. Okay,
absolutely.
Tell them the truth about Juneteenth and why our people got tricked into that. Okay,
and
what we should have done and what we need to do now about where we are, because we're falling back to the same pattern. The same game is being run on us again by the same people.
Yep. Yep.
You know, so it's time to wake up, y'all. Hit them drums.
Yep.
Hit them drums.
And I'll get
busy.
I'll even encourage that for them too. I'll put the message out there that event takes place on Sunday, and that's something we can do in the park. We don't even need a building for that. You know, we can do that anywhere.
We have people who are drumming on the front yard, backyard, on the corner, in the main spots where the young people gather, in front of the store and all that kind of thing. They're drumming wherever it can reach the people. And what we're finding is that the young people who they claim don't want to talk about it, don't want to be a part of it, that's the first thing they gravitate to is that drum. So when they hear that drum and they see the commitment of the people who are drumming, they come right on in. That's what they want to do. They want to make a change. They want to see a difference. That's why they're not talking to you. That's why they're pissed off and doing all kind of crazy stuff, because we are not teaching them. So we can't be afraid of them and run from these gangbangers and all of that. We got to bring them brothers in. They're still your children.
Absolutely.
And you have to take charge. You have to take charge and teach them the truth, you know. So they turn it on each other because they don't know anything else to do. And the church is not helping them. We know that. So why keep wasting time with the preacher who's making money and going on down the road for itself? You know, I'm just telling it like it is. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm an ordained minister. I've been ordained 4 times. And I don't even use it.
And I am too. I am as well.
You know, because I don't use those titles because they've done nothing for us, you know, and under the leadership of the church, we've been bamboozled again, as Malcolm said. We've been bamboozled, and we continue to get bamboozled because we refuse to hear the truth. We'd rather believe that lie.
I think that's our core problem. At the end of the day, that's why money won't fix it. I mean, we can offer services. I'm going to offer all the service I can offer. But at the end of the day, each individual has got to open his own eyes up to what is true and what is false. And as long as
you are a teacher, you are a teacher, and you have the responsibility to teach, bottom line. You're a teacher in your community. Teach your community. Teach your children. Teach them. Teach them. And once you do that, it will grow. But, you know, we're not going to be able, none of us are able to come out and command people to listen to us around the country, around the world. But a drum can do that. And the drum will do that. And they're listening now. They're beginning to hear. They're beginning to turn to each other. They're beginning to understand this whole election process is a scam. They've scammed us all these years. We've been voting for Democrats and Republicans and getting nothing out of the deal either way. We put a black man in the White House and got nothing out of the deal for the people. It's time for us to wake up and see what we have to do. And if they're going to continue to do what they do, that's their game. That's who they are. They ain't going to change.
Absolutely.
It looks like we're not going to change. So I'm just saying to you, brother, I thank you for calling, but, you know, we got to make a move here and get these people involved in what we're talking about. And you start there with your neighbors and get your friends going and call us back and say, well, we got 10 people. We had 5 at first. They want to see a change. We're putting a plan out to get this change. Okay. Now they're gonna label you a radical or a militant. I don't give a damn what they call me.
That's been done.
I know I'm working for my people. I'm working for God. Because I know the God that created me did not create me to be a slave to these people. I know that. And I don't want my children or their children or your children or your children to fall into that same trap. So we got some great leaders out here. We got some great men and women who are not afraid to speak up and speak out. But as long as we chase that dollar bill that leads right back to them, we're going to be in the same shape. Follow the money, you're going to find the problem, okay? Whoever got the money, they show up with their money offering you this and offering you that. Tell them, keep on walking, bro. We got this. And that means you're going to have to, those people that you're talking to are going to have to help finance what you're doing. If they're not willing to do that, then continue to be a slave. Continue to be a slave, and that's where we are. We've listened to
It's a tough one.
We talked about the basketball players, the football players, the boxers, the singers, all of them with all this money. But they're following the rules of the people who gave them the money, not our rules. We don't have any. We haven't put any up there. Okay? So there's a lot that has to be done, and we got to start somewhere. And this is where we start. We start by organizing ourselves, looking at our issues, and putting in place procedures that will change the condition that our people face. We got housing problems all over America right now. I'm fighting for one in Washington right now, right in the D.C., where they are kicking black folk out of the city with this gentrification game. And it's our people that's helping them do it, and they don't even know they're doing that. So, brothers, there's a lot of work that has to be done, and ain't no time. You know, we don't have time for all the other stuff. We got to know what's happening and have enough courage to deal with it. You're dealing with demons. These people are demons. They will kill you for trying to do the right thing. Okay? But enough of us get organized. Yeah, enough of us get organized, we can deal with this. Okay? Because we are the rulers. We just gave the rulership to the enemy. But the lion is waking up. Okay? The people are waking up. The sleepers are awake. And there's going to be hell to pay. Because you got to reap what you sow. What you do comes back to you. And that's not a threat. That's just what God says. Okay?
Everybody got to face that judgment. Everybody got to face some judgment, even here on earth. Your behavior is never going to go unaddressed. And the only time it does is when whoever is supposed to stay silent. I'm hopeful. There's some hope, but not a lot of trust. So I appreciate the words of encouragement. I'm gonna stay on the ground. I'm gonna keep my nose to the grindstone, because black people are important to me. I don't love black people more than white people. I just don't love them no less. I think we've been conditioned to love our own community less. Like here in Milwaukee.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because he's talking about Washington, because here in Wisconsin and Milwaukee, they just put a curfew on the black community because there's so much violence in the black community.
That they have created. They create these conditions for us. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's what we need to focus on. Why is it this way in our community? It's this way in our community because you, the rulers, have created the conditions. You put the AIDS in our community, created the AIDS in our community. You stopped us from working for ourselves. giving the money to others. They're doing it right now, billions of dollars to some white folk in Ukraine while the black folk in America being put out on the streets. Wake up.
Absolutely.
People. Y'all don't wake
Absolutely.
Up and do something about this, then you deserve everything you get.
Absolutely.
I'm going to vote for Biden. I'm going to vote for the Democrats. Get out of here with that crap. These people are killing you. You better wake up and stand up.
And that's the fact of the matter is that even though we got people like yourself and people like myself, the ultimate change will come when the regular black person recognizes that this is never going to be a pro-black America. The only way change is going to come in that arena is that black people start being acceptable to ourselves. It's important, it's imperative that we start to trust and love and have some activity amongst ourselves that really does tell the future children that we have self-respect. Ultimately, we got to obtain our self-respect. If we're people from God, we got to treat each other with that sense of love. I think we treat America, white America, with all that love and respect, but we don't treat ourselves with that love and respect. And so even when good brothers come along, we often resist joining them because, like you said, they consider a lot of the things I say or you say to be a radical stance when really they're not radical at all. They're just stance on how you treat another human being. And so, you know, often we don't, I'm not just fighting against the white mind. I'm also fighting against the black person's mind who totally believes and trusts what white people have told us and what they're offering. And so we got to get away from that trust, that belief, that sense of unity, because we don't have any allies amongst America. And I just think we got to make ourselves allies to each other.
Let me say this to you. Attention to what's going on. This system is coming down. This government is going down. Don't continue to try to hold it up. It is going down. And we are being attacked by the system. And the system is being attacked by those who've had enough of what these white boys in America and out of Europe have done to the world. They're doing it to other countries all over the world. There are 198 countries who have said enough is enough. They're not going to deal with it. And what they're doing, they're not using the American dollar. That's why everything is going up in this country. That's why they're ripping us off now. They're fleecing the American people. George Bush said it clearly when Daddy Bush, when he was the president, thinking he was slick, but we were on him. We knew what he was saying all along. He called it the fleecing of America. And he said this.
Yes.
If the American people knew what we were doing, and who was the we he was talking about? He was talking about the money changers. He's talking about the one percenters. He was talking about those who have planned to rule the world with their new world order and their one world government. He said, and I quote, if the American people knew what we were doing, they would hang all of us. Well, brother, it's hanging time. Wake up and deal
it
with this
be.
Situation you've got.
It should
that
be.
We've got to
and I truly hope black people do stop trying to save democracy. Quit trying to save the Democratic Party. Quit trying to save the Republican Party, because none of these institutions are designed to be of any help to our community. So I'm not interested in saving democracy or any of these people's positions or roles. The only interest I have is to do right by those who don't have in this world. Because the rest of it is going to collapse on itself. Good is going to either lift itself up or it's not. But we're
well, the other thing that the other thing that we have done and is trying to get others to see that Christmas is coming. Hold your money, okay? In other words, brother, stop spending your money with these people. Every organization,
Absolutely.
every
all of these, if you go to any city in this country, you're going to find a McDonald's, Burger King, all of those corporations that have businesses taking the money out of our communities and paying little to nothing.
Absolutely.
Less than some areas, less than minimum wage. And minimum wage itself is not enough for a person to live on. While they take the largest amount of money out of our community and put it in their pocket. So it's up to us as the people to do it. And I always say it ain't going to come from the top down. It's going to come from the bottom up. And if it comes from the bottom up, means we got to organize at the bottom to put a stop to this stuff. You know, and I'm sorry if I sound angry. I am. I'm very angry about it. I'm angry that we have not moved to deal with it. And Dr. King laid it out to us very well and showed us how to do it. As a matter of fact, they're even adopting his tactics to deal with their problems. And that's what they call sanctions that we call boycotts. Same thing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, I totally agree. I believe
we're right on top.
We must certainly start to, even beyond marching, we must start to withhold dollars, whether it's Easter, whether it's Christmas, all these holidays, Thanksgiving, all these holidays are just designed to make money. And
well,
the black community.
It's one thing to say that, but you got to organize to do it. You have to start teaching the people what it is. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying to people. If you're calling in, you know, be prepared to do something. Organize some people and say, hey, here's what we need to do. This is where you get their information. Okay, and if you don't agree with what we're saying, then research it. You know, find out if we're lying or not. But do something, damn. Don't continue to allow them to rip us off, smile in our face, and kill us. How many people took that daggone jab and went and got that jab, not even understanding what it was all about? Don't even know who's doing it. You know, and I don't mind saying that. I said all along.
Oh, what's
in it?
Oh, what's in it? Because that's important, too. What's in it that they're sticking, you know, that they're trying to get people, force people practically. Well, they are forcing you because if you don't take it, then it can interfere with your livelihood, you know, for where you work at and everything else. People are losing their jobs and. Yeah,
that's
and
why
it's affecting the babies. So you know, it's affecting the babies because now they're trying to do it through the formula. You know, we take the formula away. Well, it's already been proven that the mothers that have taken this jab that is in their system and they're passing this on to the baby's milk, you know, when they go and breastfeed their babies. So, you know, it's go ahead, Brother Ray. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying that's part of what we're trying to show. You shouldn't be taking no jab in the first place, number one.
Right.
The parents, the mothers should not be taking cow's milk into their babies. The mother's milk is for the baby. You breastfeed your baby. You don't give them a 2-ton cow's milk with all that pus and bacteria in it because that's what it is, but they ain't going to ever tell you that. It took a Dr. Filton and Dick Gregory to tell us these things. It took other educated, I say naturally educated doctors like Dr. Sabe and others. There are many others. There's still a bunch of them around right now, even though they've killed them on a number of the natural doctors to stop that information from getting out. So, brother, we got a lot of work to do, and, you know, we got to get busy. I hope that your next call to this program would be what you're doing in that community and how we can help you do that. You know, knowing that we are in the same shape you're in, we don't have money, but we got ideas and we got a little knowledge. And the more we talk to each other, the more knowledge we get. The more
Absolutely.
We share, the more we get. Okay,
Absolutely.
So that's what it's all about, man. And, you know, just know that we're going to be all right if we understand who we are. And the power that the Creator gave us. He created us in His image. We're the first people. They admit that, you know. Well, because we're such a gentle and kind people, we allowed them to come in, and they bought their guns and their bombs and stuff to kill us and take everything, and, you know, their wickedness. And I'm not saying that about all white people. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that this is a wickedness. This is a spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And the people who believe what they say Jesus taught and what they say Jesus, who he was, then they need to do something. If they don't, then they're going to, you know, fail to cry against iniquity is iniquity. Jesus was a brown man with blonde, with hair of lamb's wool and eyes of fire. He ain't blonde, it ain't blue, that ain't white. So they're going to lie to us about that. It's like they lied to us about George Washington, the father of the United States, U.S. Give me a break. But we're teaching that to our children. They're teaching them a lie and they believe it. So we got a big job, brother. We got a great big job.
We got a big job. I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to just keep my foot to the grind. And hopefully I will be calling you back. And hopefully I've been in some little baby steps toward what I'm trying to achieve, what we're trying to achieve. And hopefully it'll be some good news because I'm about as sick as you are of the way we, I don't know. Some of it is our fault. Some of it is their fault. I'm tired of even fighting with people.
You're on the right track. You're on the right track. You got the right spirit, okay? Now you're hooking up with people who can encourage you. That's all we're trying to do is encourage you to do what you believe and not be afraid. They can't stop that.
No, they can't stop that if we really keep our – if I keep my integrity, I don't intend on changing. If nothing else, I'm going to die trying my best. There's no doubt about that. I'm going to die trying my best. I'm going to be doing this till I'm done. Because it's important like that. It's thoroughly important like that. So I'm hoping that we can just get some momentum going. You know? I look at it as one black person at a time. If I could just get one black person at a time, that's what we need. And I'll take that.
Yes, well, we're growing. We are growing, and which is good. I mean, everybody has ideals, and everybody has a talent. Everybody has their talent that, you know, we have to bring to the table.
Fact of the matter.
Yes, and then with your, Brother Ray and everyone, this brother has a TikTok channel where he talks about history and everything, which is good. I was really impressed with his channel. That's the reason why I reached out to him to come on the show, because he is an awesome brother. He is an awesome TikToker in putting it out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love my community. I love my community, and I'm going to do whatever I can. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm doing enough. But I'm going to take whatever risk or whatever chance I got to take or deal with, whatever backlash there comes. But I'm not going to give up. Our children, our community, they deserve at least that much from us, and that's to put up a good fight.
How are you?
I'm okay. Well, if that's it, I'm going to let you guys go. I don't know how much longer your show has got. I'm going to definitely keep listening to it. I'm actually at work, but that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow night,
we have Brother Eddie, and we will be discussing. Wait a minute, and I can tell you. I know what it is. It's the dawning of Aquarius, and
I think I've seen it.
Okay, good, because I was trying to pull it up for you, give you the exact name of the film.
Yeah, I'll certainly promote it as well in my community. So if nothing else, they can start trying to take in some of this information from a different voice and recognize that I'm not the only one who feels this way across the country.
Yes, no, you're not.
Sometimes.
As I said,
sometimes.
Brother Eddie is in Chicago. I'm in Delaware. Brother Ray is in Florida. We have people on here from Georgia. Oh, my goodness. Lord, there's so many different states. Brother Ray, you want to help me?
Well, I mean, we got people all over. And like I said, these airways are reaching out to people and waking people up, so we can be thankful for that. And when I was a young man, when I was driving for Martin Luther King Jr., we used to have to make flyers and go door to door to get talk to the people and go to the church to talk to the people about what was happening. Today it's a lot easier because you've got the internet, you've got these cell phones, and you can reach out to people. The problem is, why are people not moving? As far as I'm concerned, the reason is they've been dumbed down, been poisoned. Our minds have been poisoned with this fluoride in our water that we don't talk about. If we talk about it, we don't do anything about it. We have to get people together and challenge the system. Your commission, city commission, and your state senators, you have to challenge them because they're the ones who vote the stuff in. You know, and as a matter of fact, hold them accountable. Like I said, when these cops start killing people on the street, hold the commission responsible for it. Hold them accountable. They hired these people. They know who they are. Challenge them and charge them. Charge them. So there's a lot of work that we have to do, and it'll take courage to do it. Courage to do it. I'm working on that situation in Washington, D.C. right now, where the gentrification is outrageous, but the black folk keep depending on the government because it's a black woman who's the mayor, but she's as guilty as they are, as far as I'm concerned. And if we don't do something about her and though anybody else who is in a position to make it right for the people, then it's our responsibility. If we haven't done it, it ain't gonna happen. I know I sound angry, and I am. I'm sorry, y'all. But
you don't need to apologize for that. I think a black person and this time, if you're not angry, you're probably numb in your soul or totally blind to what's going on. And I think we lack some of our righteous anger, and it's kind of weakened us. But I do agree, from being a child on, all these drugs they put in our bodies, saying it's for our best interest, I think it's literally affected the mind of the human being, that where we're not even thinking like adults. It seems like we're thinking like immature, somewhat teenagers, and we got to get our maturity back and think like grown-ups and think like people who want to run their own governing body. Until then, we're going to be constantly fighting for what somebody else wants to see happen in America. I've never understood why we don't gentrify our own community. We got enough wealth. We just don't have no unity. We got 46 million black people in America, but we just are disorganized. We're part of every other group but our own group. But ultimately, like we're saying, you can know all these things, but unless you're ready to do something about them and you got a plan that you're willing to act on and take a risk on, nothing is going to change. So I appreciate the encouragement that I need to take more risk and go ahead and put myself out there. If I'm going to be about this, I need to really be about it. And that's my goal, is to really do more than just talk and give the black community some tangible, not just things they can do, but tangible information that they can use for their greatest good. You know, they always say you can give a man a fish, but if you teach that man how to fish, he can not only feed himself, but he can teach others. So we're not going to be here forever, and all this information needs to be journaled and put in a manner and in a way that where we can hand it down to the next generation so they're not trying to find their information on TikTok or Facebook, but they actually have educational materials in which they can obtain this information by black people for black people, And that way they can grow on their own information, and we're not just continually sending them to public school, and then we have to re-educate our black adults after they're 24 and 25, which is much harder. Because by the time you're 24, 25, you're fairly brainwashed in this society. So that's part of what the goal is for me. And I love what you guys are about, because we're kindred spirits on the same page without ever even meeting each other. But I'm a true believer in Brother Martin Luther King as well as Malcolm X. But I stand by Martin because I believe in many of his ways. Many of our ways are lacking because we don't have an intellectual love for each other. We have an immature and a childish love, but we don't have a mature love that where it helps us to understand why you lay your life down for people and why you give and why you do right for your brothers and sisters. And so, yeah, Martin has been very, very abused in how they talk and use his name in this society. And the black community has failed to learn from what he did, not just to praise it and celebrate it, but to actually learn from it and use it in an educational form for our future. That's very important as well.
The person that you have on the phone talking with you, Brother Ray, was the driver for Dr. King when Dr. King was in D.C.
Yeah, I caught that. Well, you know, you told me that, and he said that. So I do want you to know that. That's a very important thing to me, because I think they've watered him down and turned him into a Disney character, when in reality he's probably one of the best men who've ever graced this forsaken country. So
yeah,
we got to re-educate our own community about really what he was about and why we shouldn't just be so flippant about the information he's left behind on how to organize and how to really hit this nation in its pocket if we want something done. We miss that type of leadership. We miss that type of organization. So if we don't take a stand on making sure we know what he was about and what our black leaders was about. That include Mega Evers and many other brothers. That would include Brother Ray on the phone. Our children don't even know about some of the people who are still in this fight.
That's right.
That was connected even back then. So
that is so true. That is so, so true.
So, yeah, I mean,
we are
goal
so grateful to still have Brother Ray.
Yeah,
Brother
Ray should be known about. He should be known about. I mean, a brother that's working this hard and putting his life out there, he's been doing this for years. You know, our children should know about him, you know, and we should know about how people are connected. We shouldn't wait for white people to put somebody in the book, or for white people to celebrate somebody, for our children to know their value. You know, we're cheating ourselves by not doing something about that.
You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Well, okay, you guys, I'm going to hop off here and return to go back to work, but it's been been more than a pleasure. It's been a beautiful thing. It's been a spiritual thing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I sure look forward to talking to you and you again, Brother Ray, and have some news for you and something you can help me with and help me further be encouraged and stay on track.
I will, Greg. Well, join me tomorrow night with Brother Eddie, and it'll be on The Age of Aquarius, The Hidden Secret.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Well, Brother Ray,
all right, well,
it's been a pleasure talking to you, my brother.
Well, I appreciate
Brother Ray,
my brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I say I appreciate you as well, and I pray that you will get the strength to carry on, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a lot of strength, and you got the connection you need here. We can help you in anything that's going on there that you need some assistance, mental assistance with. Holler. We got some answers for you, brother.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. No doubt about it. You guys have a blessed night. Keep up the good fight.
Thank you. You too.
And I will spread the message. All right.
Thank you so much. You have a good evening.
No, you too. Peace and love. Thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good evening. Bye-bye. Brother Ray?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You know, I have put a quote in with the description, and I'm going to read it to you. I don't know if you've seen it, but the quote that I put in is from Cornel West, and it's, "We have to recognize that there cannot be relationships unless there is commitment. Unless there is loyalty, unless there is love, patience, and peace." And persistence. Cornel West, Breaking Bread, Insurgent Black Intellectual Light. So I thought that his quote was really fitting.
I hope that Sister Ngoni will call in. I hope you're listening. We're waiting for you, girl. Give us a shout. We need to hear from you.
I don't know. Yes, we do. You know, hopefully she will. I had talked with her before the show. We had talked for a while.
Oh,
and
okay. I tried to reach out. I didn't get an answer. But she's a marvelous person. And she's done a lot of work.
Yes, she is.
Got to the point where she got tired, like I do. You know, but sometimes you just can't quit, man. You just can't give up.
Yes.
You know, just you can give out, but don't give up. You know, so
yes.
I'm out of gas, but I'm still pushing the truck. I'm sorry.
Well, you have to do that. We were talking about Naomi Wolf, and she is on BitChute. I was going to send it to you. I just didn't get time to do it yet. But hers was on a manifesto, not a manifesto, but she was breaking down the stages of a democracy. Well, that's not actually how she said it, but how were the United States is now on this, where it's at the, you know, it's at the end, you know, where it's breaking down, and she was going on the things that her grandmother had told her when they broke down the Israelites from, you know, when Hitler was taking over, the things that he did to show the breakdown of a nation, and how the United States is on its last stage.
And we can help it if we just do what we say, you know, hold our money. There are 198 countries who said they've had enough. There are battleships out in the Pacific and in the Atlantic right now who are prepared to attack this country because of them, not because of us. Because of them, because of what they're doing to these countries. They're going in these countries, creating chaos, killing their leaders, and taking their natural resources for the love of money. So these are the money changers. Okay, now we need to know that. And once you know that, you know, you can't believe what you're hearing all the time, especially on this television. They all work for them. That's their job.
Yeah.
You know? So we love what they're saying. We love them because of this and that. But the country's going straight to hell. Because we are not doing what we're supposed to do as God's people. And that's everybody. It ain't just because they're black ain't right. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, ain't black versus white. It's wrong versus right. Every brother ain't a brother. We're having a little storm here right now, and I'm kind of worried about what's going on outside the door. But
Well, let me tell you, the name of her book is The End of America. And it's by Naomi Wolf. But, Brother Ray, if you have a bad storm, we can shut down early tonight.
Well, I'll holler when it gets to my door, start shaking this door. I'll break it down.
Yeah. I mean, because I know y'all are in a hurricane watch or something too, aren't you?
Yes,
I know they were
storm,
calling
right?
for a bad hurricane. Pardon me?
It's a tropical storm right now. If that means
oh,
wind
okay.
and rain, you know, and just hope
yeah.
it doesn't get any worse. But that in itself is a flood for this area. When it rains like that,
yeah.
it floods. Particularly where I am, it floods quite quick. Yeah, quickly. There was something else I was going to bring up. Can't remember now. He'll come back to me. As we prepare, that's what I wanted to do tonight, to talk about what we need to do to prepare for what's coming. And I'm
yeah.
sure that we're going to hear from some people. I hope there are other callers who will call in and share on this particular topic, how to store your water. And you need to have enough water for 30 days or better. You need to have, and you should not be using the tap water, because the tap water's got this fluoride and chlorine and everything else in it. They claim to kill the bacteria, but it's killing the people. That fluoride alters your mind and alters your hormone structure. They know that, and that's why we have so much of that going on here in this country. And there are other countries who would not allow those things in their food and in their water. But the people who control
yeah.
our food and administration are not Americans. The chairman of the Food and Drug Administration is a German. As a matter of fact, he's a Nazi. So we got to wake up, y'all, to see what the heck is happening and why we're going through all this craziness. You know, who are these people and why are we getting away with what they're doing? So those are the kinds of things that we need to start talking about. And it's easy to address. And what you have to do in your community, get your 5-10 people together, go down to your county commission, your city commission, or whatever it is that they call the people who run your area, and demand that they move this crap out of your water and out of your food supply. And if they don't, you remove them from office. If you can use their voting system to do that, but we know that ain't working. So the dollar is the removal, is the eraser that we need to use to stop spending our money with the corporations that put them in office, because those are the ones who are in control. Whoever controls your sustenance controls your will. Whoever gives you that money controls what you say and do, and you ain't going against them because you ain't going to get your money. So we got to do something about it, y'all. I mean, really, it's in our interest to do something about it, and it's in the interest of the people. Somebody got to take a stand and say, hey, this is wrong. And if you don't believe me, check out fluoride. You can look up fluoride and see what it is. I wrote a book
yeah.
back in the 90s. It called The Animals in Digestive System. America is Dying Slowly. And in that book, we exposed the fact that it was United States government behind the AIDS virus that was created in Fort Detrick, Maryland by Dr. Gallo. We had all of that information in that book in 1987. Okay, we could not get it published, so we had to publish it ourselves. My partner and I had to publish ourselves. And, of course, you know that didn't go very far, but we did the best we could with the little money that we had. And, of course,
yeah.
the book, we weren't able to sell, you know, many copies. We sold what we had, but now that book, you can find it on Amazon for $200, and none of that money comes to us. None of that money comes to us. So,
yeah.
you know, that, in my opinion, puts Amazon and all the rest of them global internet giants and suspects. They're the ones who are robbing the people. So, you know, we got to understand what we're dealing with, and there's so much information out there. You just have to know where to get it. Then after you find it, read it, and then act on it. And that's a big job, but you can do it, because people are suffering everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. In Washington, D.C., right now, they're putting the elderly out. Some churches are putting the elderly out of elder homes, putting them into the street. Yeah, that's what his bottom line is. Tell them they got to move because they got to renovate the building. They're going to renovate the buildings. They're going to make them better and turn them into condos so you can come back. But you can't come back because you don't have that kind of money.
Right.
You can't afford to come back. And we're sitting here allowing it to happen, knowing that that's what it is. Good example, Washington, D.C., and I left in 1978, was about 80% black. And I came down here to Miami, Florida, in 1978, the city of Miami was 80% black. Washington, D.C., today, the last report I got yesterday, was 40% black. So what happened to the other 40%? Okay, I tell you what happened. They brought these Europeans in. They foreclosed on people, put them out of their homes, gave the whites the job, and forced the black folk out into Maryland and Virginia. Okay, and that's a good thing in one sense, in that they forced the black folk into what's called Prince George's County. Turns out to be the richest black county in the country and has the majority of the people are black in that county. Well, that's a good thing if we organize ourselves and use that for the right, you know, the right reasons, not follow their rules, but follow our own. So those are the kinds of things that we talk about and what we're trying to get people to understand. Look at your situation in your community. Organize yourself, your friends, your family. Begin to deal with it from that perspective, and it's going to grow. It's going to grow like wildfire. Trust me. It's going to grow.
Brother Ray?
Yes.
Brother Ray, we have the general with his hand up.
Amen.
The general is ready.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Brother Ray, Antoinette, peace and blessing on the day of Shavuot, the day of the day is the day of Pentecost with Shavuot when the word was brought down to the people. Okay. But I found some information, Brother Ray. There's a group in Tampa called Atumwafin. Okay. That's a neo-Nazi group that was started in 2015. And what they do is all these mass shooting and stuff, okay, what they do, they act like they're lone wolf. That's why every time somebody shoots somebody with these M16s or whatever, they talking about that was a lone wolf shooter. That's a damn lie. It's a group called Acid Wolfing. That's their game, man. That's their game, how they act like they lone wolves, where they, oh, we just one person shooting. Hell no, there's a group of them damn devils, man. Okay? Look at it. I sent you the information. I sent it to Antoinette. I knew it had to be a correlation between these devils. Talking about some damn long wolf. That's some bullshit. Okay, they right in Tampa, man. So y'all be careful now. And they call Atom, A-T-O-M, Waffen, W-A-F-F-E-N. All right, so y'all just be aware of them devils, man. I knew the answer would come to me to see what they do. It's a movie called Chaos. When they act like it's random shit, it's going to be random.
Yeah.
It'll be Planned Parenthood Chaos. There's a movie called, Wester Snipes was in called Chaos. Okay, just the game they're running, man. They try to act, they try to act like they're running one person, lone wolf, but it's a pattern.
Yeah.
All right, it's random, but I figured out the game, man. All right, so y'all just be aware, man. We at Walt.
Yes. Yeah, Wes, when that boy that shot up in New York, his manifesto, it said that there were others, that they were spread across the country. And I thought that they were all going to be teenagers, but I guess they're not all teenagers. They're old. I mean, but the man that shot up in Tulsa, he was a black man. You know, it looked like like in his 50s or early 60s. And he said he shot that doctor in his manifesto or the note that he left behind. Was because that doctor wouldn't give him pain medicine after he had back surgery.
Well, let me say this to you, General, Mr. General. You see, until we organize equal and opposite reaction, it's going to continue. Now, there were some brothers, I can't remember exactly where it was, I heard the story, where they confronted these Nazis, that's what they are, and they confronted them in the community. They came in with their crap, and they stopped them and confronted them, told them to get the hell out, and they did. Same thing that happened with the Deacons of Defense in South Carolina back in the day. They got their rifles and stood at the entrance of the street, the main street, when the Klan showed up and saw them standing there with their rifles. They said, come on. They turned around and ran. It's the same story that you saw in Django. And that's what we got to do. We got to prepare to defend ourselves. These are a bunch of cowards. Okay, they ride around in blackface. They paint their faces black, and they kill people. And we sit back and let them blame us for killing us. Yes, there is some of that going on because of the drugs and because of the misinformation. But it's on us to put a stop to it. We know full well that the government has not and is not going to do it. So we have to hold them accountable, and that's what I'm saying. When these things happen, go to your city commission, your county commission, charge them. Charge them as if they went out and pulled the trigger themselves, but they know who these people are. If they don't know, they should know. They're supposed to protect, serve, and protect the community, not be a part. And if they're going to be a part, they're going to have to pay the price.
Yes, sir. Look at, earlier this year when all them HBCUs was under the bomb threats. Ain't nobody been apprehended or arrested. Okay, remember they was making all them, every week they was making a bomb threat at these black colleges?
Yes.
Remember that, y'all? Okay, ain't nobody been apprehended or nothing, man. Okay.
Then you have to go.
That's what.
You got to go and challenge the mayor and the police chief. You have to charge them with responsibility. Charge them. Because they know, if they don't know, they should know. That's why they were in the office. So they can't keep coming with that gang. We don't know who they are. That's a lie. You're a liar, and you're from the pit of hell. You know, that's what you're doing, and we see you now. Okay? And I don't care what your color is. You accepted it. You're part of it. So we got to really deal with them that way, brother. We got to go at them that way. Next shooting they have, we got to go at them that way. Don't tell me they don't know. They do know. Oh, they should know. They can find Saddam Hussein in a hole in the desert. You know damn well they can find these criminals who are doing these killings around here. And until the people arm themselves with their own rifles and defend your community, this whole stuff about gun control is only for black folk, just for black folk. Get out of here. I got mine. Come on. And that's what we need to be saying. Okay, we need the courage to stand up. You know, and if they try this whole crap they're trying to put now, they get to suspect you got a gun, they can come and take it. No, it ain't going to work like that. Come on, and y'all just got to start taking them out as they come. And I mean, I'm sorry, that's what it is. Or we're going to all wind up on the slave chain, no matter how strong you are. And I'm sorry, like I said, man, I've had enough of this crap. I don't know about you guys. I've had enough of this.
Yes, sir. I'm right with you, Brother Ray. I know you did, man. You about 85 or something like years old, man. Just like the judge. He tired of this shit, too, man. So I know y'all tired. I'm damn sure tired, too, man.
I tried to get him today, but I couldn't get through. So maybe I got there too late or whatever. But I'll call him tonight. I'll call him tomorrow. It's probably too late to call him. But like I said to him, that it's that mindset we need. We got to get busy. We got to forget all this other crap they done taught us and lied to us about all these fraternities and these sororities and this crap. We are not no damn Greeks. We're Africans. We're black people. Okay? So we got to understand that. I never could understand why they call them a Greek. Greek, get me out of here. Wake up, people. Wake up. And y'all can challenge me all you want, but fact of the matter, truth will be told. Thank God for you, Wes, because, you know, you keep us on our toes, man. You bring that information. And as long as we keep pumping information to the people, then, no, I got friends in Tampa. I'll be right on the phone the first thing in the morning. I would call them tonight, but I know it's kind of late. And I got friends there in good places. They could do something if they wanted to. If they don't, then I'm going to challenge them, too. We got St. Pete. Well, we got people drumming all over the place.
I sent you the information on the article, man. I sent it to you and Antoinette, to everybody else I could think of.
Yeah, I seen it. Yes, thank you.
Well, my phone, Wes, my phone has been compromised. I can't get any of my emails. And they keep telling me Safari can't find it, but I don't understand it. I went to Verizon to see if they could work it out, and they couldn't, so I think they just cut me off, but I'm going to keep doing what I do. And hopefully I can work this out tomorrow. And we got techs. We got technical people around, but we can't find them when we need them. So if you know any technical people, they need to give us a call so they can help us get our stuff right and put it out there. And it ain't all about getting a dollar. No, it's about coming together and organizing. It takes money to do that, of course. And if you got 25 cents, send it. But we can do that. But, you know, don't act like you're just going to come out just thin air or that the government is going to give you the money to fight them. They ain't going to do that. They're not going to finance your battle against them. So,
no, they're definitely not going to do that.
Need to corral these young brothers up there and figure out we need to raise enough money to corral them, help them, feed them, clothe them, get them out the street so that they can eat and have a roof over their head. We can do these things. We can do it. But we got to, you know, we got to come together, organize to do it. And we got to have some trustworthy people in position to get it done. You know, and I'm just so grateful for this show and other shows that I go on. And for the people who have come forward, there's one lady in particular who's come forward that I'm just so proud of out there in L.A., you know, who's standing up, you know, like we need to have a sister stand up. Because by her standing up the way she's standing, it will encourage some more brothers to stand, you know. You know, so I'm very careful, very prayerful, I should say, about how we organize ourselves. And begin to address our own issues. Okay, now they want us to save America. Oh hell no! Y'all done put us in this position. You're putting the world in it, and the world's coming against you. And you want us to step in the gap? Not me. And any brother or sister who think they're gonna go to Ukraine and fight the Russians in Ukraine, who are trying to run them damn Nazis out of Ukraine, that's what they're doing. They're running them out, and that's what it's all about. So when you see who's supporting who, you know who they are. You know,
yeah.
But they feed us a lie on our news, and it ain't the news. It's not the truth. It's a lie. And the other countries are hearing the truth. They know the truth, and they know that we're lying to our people. Unfortunately, our people are going for the lie, you know, and they use all kind of methods. So I know it's a chance that we take. I know that they threaten us and they kill us when we tell the truth. You know, they want to intimidate us to the point where we won't share the truth with our people. And we keep everybody in the dark and ignorant, like our ministers are doing in these churches, and not telling them the truth about anything. So, you know, well, we got to do it. We got to wake up. Some of the biggest churches in this country, they're lying to the people. People buying everything they say. They're going to go vote come Tuesday, watch. And they're going to vote for the American corporations. The American corporation got to be brought down. Yes, I said it, and I mean it.
Yes. Well, we have a lot to feed on. You know, there's always so much that we have to work on, and it's just doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know something's wrong. We know what's wrong. We know who's behind it. But we step out the way and let them keep doing it.
Yes, I agree.
Brother Ray?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I didn't make sure because I had another call come in. But, yeah, it's a fun time to be alive, man, to see all this stuff going on, man. But I just try to share information, man, because we at war. If I can get our people from bullshitting and partying and bullshitting too much, man, that's what pisses me off.
Yeah, they think they're part of the system. They think the government going to look out for them. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And they still won't take money from Bank of America, man. The other day up here, some dude put his money in the ATM and it didn't show up in his account. Now he all mad. We done told him to take their damn money from these damn folks, man. Like
they're criminals.
Or something, man.
Yeah, they are criminals. These same people are foreclosing on you. You putting your money in their bank. They're the ones foreclosing on you.
Oh, yeah.
You still put your money in their bank? Come on.
Yes, sir. If you just look up Bank of America and look up their ATM, you see it's been so many problems with the ATM. And people still putting their money in there, man. I be want to slap these stupid Negroes, man.
Yeah, they think they need to be slapped. They need to be slapped.
got these fools that try to go to that restaurant. I told you about the internet the other week there. They're trying to go to a restaurant, and they're still kicking them out because they don't like what they wear. They don't like the color of their skin. They keep trying to force their way on these people, man.
Yes, well, you know, in Philadelphia, I've seen on the news where they're going back to proper attire. Now, some restaurants, you got to wear, the men got to wear a suit and jacket. A suit and jacket, okay. They got
to
wear, you know, a jacket. A suit
but
jacket, you know.
The answer to all of that is these brothers with all this money, you start your own restaurant and don't go to theirs. Go to
That's
yours.
That's right.
You know, we're cooking for them anyway.
Yeah.
We're cooking in their restaurant. Why can't we cook in our own? But we're not organized.
Well, I know y'all don't like frats, but this one frat I know, they started a group called Seed to the Seat, where they funded a crowdfunding source, man, to help people out with businesses, man. Okay, all the frats
good.
Ain't bad, man. Yeah, yeah, all the people in the frats ain't bad, man. They just maybe the ones at the top, but and so they started a cow. It's called SEED at the table, where they funding a group where if people need money, whatever. So I'm gonna look it up, and try to put some money in it, try to invest in it. But that's just the way it is, man. Right. Everybody trying to do something, man. So,
yeah, well, that's good. You know, that's really good. That is good.
Well, I agree. That's what we need to do. But there's so many things that we need to invest in that will bring investments back to us. One of the things that, in my opinion, it would be excellent. And I've just had a conference today with some people who put a health concern together. Not like anything that you've seen or heard before, and it works like a charm. I know it. I took my brother there, and it is that's why he's still alive today. And I went, and I'm going back. But as soon as we get it in position, we will talk about it, and we'll talk about it on this show and other shows so that people will know there's a way out of our dilemma with health in this country, with the cancers and the diabetes and the high blood pressure and all the crap that they're putting on us, because they are putting it on us. There is an answer for everything that's going on. God is not dead. God is not dead.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
He's got answers for everything that we have. We just have to know that to be of courage to stand up and say enough is enough. We ain't taking your crap no more, and that's what it is. And when we do that, man, it's going to change. All over the world, it's going to change. So don't be surprised when this stuff starts to happen. Just put your trust in God and know that the enemy is being attacked, because he's been attacking us long enough, and we haven't done anything back. We haven't tried to fight back. But now divine intervention is coming. It's definitely coming, so get ready for it, y'all. And like I said, we can talk
plus,
about it.
I'm reading up on the 12 power points on your body for acupressure. And so once you find out them 12 meridians, them 12 point acupressure on your body, because I've been reading up on that, and I checked some of the power checks and started just rubbing myself at them 10, at the 12 points, I felt so much better, man.
Absolutely.
Okay,
it's
12 power points for acupressure.
I used to know those, but I don't know them anymore. But these guys that we met with today, I think is going to make a big, big difference among our people and among all people that still listen. So we are who we are. We are the chosen ones. Hello.
Yes, sir. That's why today is the day of Pentecost, man. The day of Shavuot, when the Most High gave the law out, man. Okay, so that's the day of Pentecost. But I'm trying to follow these laws. But yeah, you can find out them 12 power points, man. Just look them up. I'll send them to you.
Okay, please. I have my phone ain't going to be operative until hopefully this week. I hope I can get it done tomorrow. But I'm not getting my messages, and I'm sending stuff out that ain't going. So I'll have that worked out tomorrow. And I see you send stuff, but I can't open it. So, and I wish I knew how, but I don't. Wesley, you are a credit to the Creator. I appreciate how God uses you and how you respond. Because a lot of people don't respond to what they know to be true. They just set up and act like, oh, well, they'll find out. You know, we're one people. We have the same problem with the same people.
That's right, man. All we got to do is follow the law and try God, man. You tried every damn thing else ain't working. You might as well go back to the beginning. That's what
That's
helped
right.
for me. I went back to the beginning.
That's right, and the people need to hear that. They need to hear what you're saying. And they act like they don't want to hear it, but they got to hear it. And you teaching it, you know, so, hey, everybody's not teaching what you're teaching. You know, everybody's not saying the thing that you say. That's why people, and I talk to the other stations, and when you call in, I know. You know, and they appreciate your calls, man, because you're saying this, you're speaking the truth. And you ain't afraid. They know you ain't afraid. So you're doing your job.
I'm too old to be afraid. Yeah, I'm trying to stay in my lane, man. Just like I broke down, what's that lady name that your car show yesterday when Mark and I was on there?
Yeah.
Talk about, you got it. Talking about he was arguing with Mrs. Julia Malvo. I dissect her name, man. Her name means, that Malvo means like a malware, and the voice is the damn virus. So she got problem with men because we all suffer from epigenetics, man. That
yep.
epigenetics means we had a traumatic experience with our ancestors way back in the day. So that shit passed down generation to generation, man. It's called epigenetics. So once I figured that, I know what's wrong with our people. Everybody on the planet going suffer from this, man. So I'm trying to break the spell on all this.
And you're doing a good job, bro. Trust me. But it takes all of us doing everything that we
yes,
can
sir.
Do.
That's right.
You know.
Yes, sir.
It takes us all. You know, one people ain't no one person. We all got to do our part.
Yes, sir.
You know, this is supposed to be Black Music Month, whatever that means. But music is an international language, and it wakes you up
yep.
when you hear the right groove. That's what the heartbeat is in the drum. That's why the
mm-hmm.
drum call is so important. It's drum call is the beat of the heart. And when you hear that, your heart, you hear, your automatically resonate on that beat. That's the first beat you hear in your mother's womb. That's the first beat you hear when you come out. And you can watch a baby
yes,
you see the smile on his face, on a baby's face, okay? Now, what they've done to try to stop that is they've injected us with all these poisons. So these kids, babies are coming out half dead, and, you know, ill and, you know, missing parts and all kinds of stuff is happening to it. But the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, will address it when we ask Him to it to do so, and that's
uh-huh.
what we're doing. We're asking for divine intervention, y'all. That's what it is. Okay, we need you to
yeah.
intervene now and stop this attack on humanity. And it ain't just us being attacked, y'all. You know, other people are being attacked as well, regardless of race, creed, or color. That's what Martin Luther King was trying
yep.
to say to us, and saying, hey, it ain't about that. Let's organize ourselves. Well, I think we're closer to it today
yep.
than we've ever been before. And more people are participating and understanding, you know, just how things are working. And by the way, Wes, God worked out my issue this week. He worked it out.
Oh, that's good,
thank
my
you.
Brother.
Praise God. I thank
yes,
him because I didn't know which... What to do, but he worked it out. And it had to be him. It had to be him. No other
time, man.
Way. No other way could that have happened, what happened to me this week. And I thank him for it. I've always praised his name and thank him for everything that he does with me. And even the times when he's doing things for me and I didn't know it. I had to look back
right.
and thank you anyway. Boy.
Yeah.
I've had shotguns pointed in my face and the trigger pulled. I saw the fire come out the barrel of the gun. Nothing touched me. And I got people in the car who witnessed it. I said, my God, it had to be the God. It had to be the killer.
Yeah.
So, yes, he's still alive, and he's still his children to start acting like be a no man with his foolishness.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, I could tell you stories, baby. I could sure enough tell you stories. I'm sure some of us can. By the way, Lance called me. I got to reach back out to him. I thank you for that, Sister Antoinette.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah, brother. Speaking of song, I heard an old song by Marvin called Anger. You ever heard that song by Anger where he played Set Tell, when you get anger, get mad, what happened to you? That's by Marvin, man. A song called Anger.
Oh, I have to look that up.
You can't tell me he wasn't a prophet, man. I tell you.
The
more I think about him, the more I think about Marvin Gaye, the more prophet, the more I know he was a prophet. Even in high school, he was a prophet. He came to high school with a shirt and coat on.
Really?
He was this guy. Yeah, man, we had a lot of fun together. He had his group. I had my group. Van McCoy had his group. We go on talent shows and do stuff. But he was always more spiritual than anybody else. But that was because he came from a church. His daddy was a pastor in a church, and he was holier than thou, so we said. But he always called me Little Lord Fauntleroy because I wasn't going to go for that crap they was going for, you know, drinking and smoking and all that, and I wasn't doing all that. Thank you. But anyhow, yeah, he's a prophet, and he comes up with you. Just listen to his music. He's telling you. In all his music, he's telling you. He's giving you direction and telling you what's going on.
You were telling me.
I'm looking at the words to the song now.
Yeah, even Teddy got a song called You Can't Hide From Yourself. That song by Teddy Pendergrass. That's the baddest song he made.
I got it. I got it, but yeah. I got it once for me. I got it on the playlist.
Well, you can't. Yeah. Which one?
You can't hide.
You can't hide from yourself.
I'd like to hear
that's
it.
Deep right there, man.
Yeah,
I heard
okay,
that when I first heard it.
I'll play it right now.
Okay.
Okay, here we go, y'all.
Just got to tell you that we
That when I first heard that made my eyes start sweating, man. That make you think about yourself, man. If everybody start thinking about themselves, you'd be shocked.
Yes.
Plan to be shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. I never heard that before. Like I said, there's some great music out there.
Yes, it
great
is.
Great instructions. Plenty of it.
Yes.
Think about
yes,
him.
There
you
is.
Think about Marvin. You think about Stevie Wonder, some of that information he put out there, man, please.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this goes to show who we are.
Yes, and unfortunately, we don't have music too much like that today. Of course, Payday Monsanto, he's good. I love Payday. He puts out good, relevant music.
Right.
Yeah, because I play Payday on here. Haven't in a while, but Payday just comes right out and he just tells you, this is it.
We need to get that info out so people will know that there are people who are conscious and who are still working.
Yes. Mother Ray, you heard Payday, haven't you?
Yes, if you played him, I've heard him. But I don't.
Payday Monsanto.
I think I did. I think you played him before.
Yeah, I did the one that Hitler's Dream Has Come to Pass. It's War on the Poor and the Middle Class. Hey, they have. He has a lot of great ones out there.
That's the kind of stuff we need to be talking about and sharing with people who do know. You know, they don't play. For example, one of the things, Wesley, that I've been adamant about over these years is these radio stations are playing all this garbage music, and when you look at them. You figure out who owns them, you understand why they're playing the garbage music, and you don't hear the good stuff that we would like to hear. You don't hear the good music anymore. You know, and young people don't know anything about this, so, you know, to them, it's crazy or whatever, you know. Well, that's that old-time stuff. Yeah, but that old-time stuff got messaging for you, so you won't get caught up in this system.
Yeah.
You're right, Brother Ray.
And yes.
When I first When I left high school, and Marvin went to Detroit and became a superstar, and Van went to New York and became a superstar, and I went to work. I wasn't about to go. I was scared. I was a scared little dude. But what happened when I finally decided to go to New York, they told me I didn't sound like James Brown. I sound like a white boy. That's what the Capitol Records. But they gave me a contract. They gave me one of the biggest contracts that I could have had, but I didn't understand it. And then I saw the whole picture of how they take control of our music and how we don't control our music. And that's what the brothers in Philly International did. They took control. That's where Teddy Pendergrass and them groups had to write music, write sound. And then they went in there and attacked Berry Gordy and took over Motown, gave him an offer he couldn't refuse, and then now they run Motown. But that's how they operate. But because we are lack of Wesley out there, you know, who will defend us, they do what they want to do and get away with it. There's no price to pay for raping this black man's daughter. Ain't no price. Just go ahead and take it what you want. Ain't no price. So they have to pay a price for what they're doing. They're going to keep doing it. Can I get an amen?
Amen, Brother Ray. You're right, man.
Well, we're coming up to the close of this show. How long we got, Sister Antoinette?
Well, after that storm come through tonight down there, Brother Ray, stuff might get cheaper down there, man. Because God might finna tear that place up down there, man.
Yeah, I see it. It's coming. It's been raining all day. I mean, South Beach right now is underwater almost. You can catch fish in the street over there on Miami Beach and other coastal cities, you know, and it depends on what happens tonight and tomorrow. We're probably going to go under over here. They just did a thing here where I am. It came to show you how this works. I'm going to have to say this. I live in a condominium, and they've been going up on everything, to the point where people are having to move. And those, of course, you know, are having to move are my people. They're having to leave. And they're bringing in people from other countries, European countries, and from Central South America. And they're bringing them in, and they're giving them money. So as a result of this, what's going on, you see all these new cars, you see all these new people. And if people haven't put it together, you're being removed, you're being replaced. So when I thought about that, I said, wait a minute. That's what these white boys were talking about. We will not be replaced. And they were marching with their flames and their fire. You remember that a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
When they, their torches. Yeah. And they were right. But what's wrong with it is that they were talking about themselves. You're not talking about the people. And the people is all people. So what happens when that takes place, we have to look out for our people. And that's what we're saying. We have to look out for our people and our interests now, because nobody else is going to look out for our interests. They're looking out for theirs. And that's the problem I have with this political system that uses us to keep them in power. It doesn't matter which side they're on. And they both do the same thing to us. So the strategy has to be, how do we address that? And what I'm saying to people is this. Let's organize our own party, pull our people together. This is how we vote. We vote together and on issues that interest us, on our interests, okay? Not on what they are thinking or what they are saying, because it's all about them. And when we start doing that, I think then the vote will count. But it doesn't count at all now, as far as I can see. All the work we've done to get to be part of this so-called voter registration stuff, it hasn't meant a change for us. They're still in charge. They're still killing us. They're still locking us up. They're still foreclosing on our homes, still doing a number on our children. So we got a job. It ain't a hard job either. I think we can make it happen.
Yeah, we have to.
Well, that's what you're doing, Sister Antoinette. You're giving them a roadmap to make it happen. This is the roadmap, y'all. This is how you're gonna do it. This is how you have the voice thing. This is how you do it. Yeah, this is how you do it. And we've had good examples in the past. Yeah, Will.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, man. I be trying to tell them, man, we're going to start another group. We know who we are, man. You got to be just like you move with this shit. You ain't got to call everything black and put a label on yourself. That's the way I try to tell Carl, man. They want to start another group. Just call another group. Call it any other name. Just don't put no color on there, man. You got to know how to be smooth, because any color you're going to put at it, the damn enemy going to try to attack it. So you just smooth with it. Be undercover with it. You know what I mean? That's how you got to do it, man. As soon as you put black on there, there you go. Here come the devils with all this Black Lives Matter, black. And like that group they called on that talking about, they're going to be radical, man. Well, you got to call yourself that. Just be that, man. You know what I mean? You got to know how to out of wall, man.
Just be truthful. That's all you got to be, is truthful.
That's it.
Tell the truth. The truth is going to make us truth.
Yeah, quit That's trying right. to put labels on shit, man. Don't put no label on it. Just do your thing, man.
Yeah, but if you don't have a label on it, which I agree, it doesn't need labels, but if you don't have a label on it, is that going to draw a lot of people to it?
Well, what
well,
we know,
the right
our
thing.
People only be drawn together by labeling it black. And
well, I just say what's going to draw the people is the truth. That's what draws people. You speak truth, that draws people. Speak truth.
Yeah.
And live by it. Be committed to it. You played that commitment piece there. That was excellent, because you have to be committed to this. You know, all the stuff we've gone through in the past, we were committed to doing this. You know, we worked hard to make sure that we had a part in this system. Well, it worked. We did get a part, but the system was rotten to the core. All right, so let's leave that part out with our own system. That's where we are now. This is a new day. Start our own system. Organize our own people. You know, those who want to come, come. You know, we're not locking you out because you're white. You know, we're not doing that. We're bringing you in because you're honest and you're truthful and you want to know the truth. That's what it is. You know,
why give you a perfect example on this labor shit, all right? All that stuff Bill Cosby tried to do, right? He wanted to buy the Cleveland Browns. He wanted to buy NBC. You got to know how to play your position, man. He's the man with the money. You get somebody else to run the shit, man. He be behind the scene, man. That's all Bill Cosby had to do, okay? Whatever he wanted to do, he had to be like the real mafia boss, man. You be the man behind calling the shots, like the man or the wizard, okay? That's how you do, man. That way you won't put no attention to yourself and shit, man. That's all Cosby had to do.
But you have to remember.
Like in the early 1900s, that's the way how they had to buy property. They had to have a white face go in and buy it and put it in their name.
Yeah, that's because
he could have had anybody.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
Out of wall,
you
man.
See, yeah, but you got to be prepared. We didn't fight them when we had the chance to run them out of here. We didn't fight, you know. And then they came with guns, and all we had was bow and arrow and knives. Okay, you don't carry a knife to a gunfight. Okay, and that's what's going on. So they came with the power of death. They were merchants of death, and we weren't. We were peaceful people. We didn't know nothing about killing you. You know, we had a peace pipe. We sat around at a war dance. I mean, we had a drum and a dance for rain. You know, we didn't seed the clouds with chemicals like they do. Okay? We didn't set up a harp to control the atmosphere and the weather like they do. You know, they're just playing God. That's what they are doing. Okay, so now we just have to call on God and say, listen, we need you to intervene. They're creating weather, they're creating storms, they're creating wars, and they want to rule the world. They want a one-world government, but they are in control of everything. They are using the black people. This Black Lives Matter is founded by them, by George Soros, who is a money changer. Okay? He's the one behind the Black Lives Movement. And now it's coming out. Use these black women to do this, but they didn't know any better.
Well, they going to jail. They going to jail, man, because they, number one, they should have spread the money around with the people, man. Get them people to the money. They got too damn greedy, man.
Well, yeah, well, they were taught that way by their leader, and we weren't their leaders. I went to a couple of their demonstrations. I saw it right away. I said, uh-uh, not me. I'm out of here. And, you know, God just has a way to let you know what's happening if you ask. You know,
that's so true.
Earlier, this information is out here. You've got to do some research. You know, don't take my word for it. I'm just telling you what I think. You know, do your own research. And then if you do the research, do something. Talk about it, damn it. Get busy and do something. Do what you think would have to be done. You don't need my, you know, I support you and I'm with you and all of that. But I'm doing what I think. You know, I'm out of gas right now because I got to say I'm pushing the car, but I'm still pushing. Yeah.
See, that's the point I try to make, man. Instead of everybody want to be, we all leaders, man, not just one damn leader. Okay, in case they bump off one of us, then only one of y'all got it, man. So,
I mean,
that's the way I look at it. We all leaders, man.
That's right. That's what Oscar Davis said. Oscar Davis laid it out. I got the plan. I have the plan. I do need to get it out. I can't do it by myself. I'm going to work it out, though. I think we got people now who are coming and getting involved who can help you to make these things happen. You know, Sister Zerbeen for one. That lady there. Whew. Powerhouse. That's a powerhouse. Well, we need them. We need the sisters to take a stand and do what they can do. Everybody got to do what they can do.
That's right.
And we all can do something.
Now, I just got
everybody.
I just got to check Drought Solution. Okay, well, it's the governor. I'm not sure where he's at. Governor Newsom? Okay, LA
California.
Times.
Yeah, that's in California. That's in California.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, AGC's black CEO, Charles E. Campbell, has a drought migration solution for California. NV, what's NV?
Maryland. That's Maryland.
Okay, and M-N-A-M-N-M-A-M-N-M, Utah, Arizona,
New Mexico,
thank you, Colorado, Wisconsin, and Oregon. Current drought is predicted to last until 2030. So that's not good.
You said drought.
Yeah. Yes. Drought. Pardon me.
This thing is coming down. You got to get prepared for it. Is what I'm saying. And now that we got that info, what are we gonna do to get prepared for it? And like I was about to say, that the next time you hear a shooting in a city, get your people together, 5 to 10 people, go to the city commission, to the city hall. File charges against the city hall and against the mayor, police chiefs. File charges. They are responsible for this. You can't tell me that they don't know it and they can't find out who it is. And so when we start doing that and everybody starts doing it, because we're going to have to wake up eventually and say, wait a minute, how's all this stuff happening? They don't know anything about it. You know, how did they find Saddam Hussein in the desert in a hole? They know. They got all.
Yeah.
Well,
know who's doing what.
If we start putting 10 million insurance coverage on each and every one of us, man. Put $10 million coverage, so in case something happened to one of us, our folk gonna get paid $10 million. That'll break this damn insurance industry, man. They'll do something then.
But they just put a thing on me here, and this place gave us 1 week to come up with $1,250. People ain't got that kind of money. I know I don't. Or they're going to start charging for insurance. And it's the same people that own the insurance businesses that are creating the problem. And they're fleecing the American people. And they're foreign people who come to this country who are getting our money free of charge. And we're allowing it. And all we have to do is kill a black man and everybody go crazy. And we don't address the issue.
Yeah.
Yes, rain, the rain before the storm.
Yes, yes it is.
It's flooding out here already, y'all.
Is it getting better there, Brother Russ?
It's across the street already, and the real thing ain't got here yet.
I'm talking about the weather.
What did you say?
The weather. Is it getting bad now?
I said it's flooding out in the street right now, and the real thing hasn't gotten here yet. You hear cars going through the water house? The water's across the street now. So when the real thing gets here, it's even worse. But God's got it. God is in control.
Yes, he does.
God's got it.
Yes, but you be safe.
Yeah, I'm good. Are you?
Pardon me?
Yeah, I'm good. I said, I'm good. I'm good.
All right. Yeah, I want to make sure.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
Oh, boy. Well,
y'all, we're going to shut this down. Tomorrow night, Brother Eddie will be on. And don't forget, Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios. So with that, Brother Ray, if you have anything else that you'd like to add, we're going to shut it down tonight.
Well, I just want to thank everybody and hope that the next time we do this, we can come with some answers to some of these problems we're running into. Particularly those with these killings, and Brother West just gave us that information, and now that we know who's doing what where, then we will figure a way to handle it and to address it. And I think we came up with some answers, particularly for the shooting. And once we start, those who call in, it's your responsibility to do something, and we're giving you a roadmap to do it. Go to your city commission.
Yeah.
Challenge them and charge them with the murders that these cops are doing because they're hiring them. And then they're protecting them. And then they're allowing the police, the Benevolence Association, whatever they call them, criminals, they're allowing them to bail them out and give them money. They're sort of giving them a bounty when they kill a black man. They know that. The commission knows it. The mayors, the elected officials know it. Don't let them get away with it. I called all those commissioners here last week. And not a one of them has called me back. Not a one. Okay, so you know what I'm going to do, don't you? I'm going to go right on down there, charge me five people so I can find five people who will go with me to the commission and charge them. And I'm going to go to the police department and to the state attorney and charge them. But until we do that, nothing's going to happen. And that's one of the things.
Well, they paying for it now. They paying for it now for not calling you back. Look at the weather, man. Tell them fuckers to watch the weather. See what's happening?
How about that?
All right, folks. Well, until tomorrow, y'all have a good evening, and thank y'all for being with us.
Yes, man. I appreciate you playing that song.
Yeah.
With my soul, I had nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to.
my darkest hour, my faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh, found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. Oh, I thought I'd never find my way. I thought I'd never live that way. I thought I would pray. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not. But I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. Oh, I didn't know my own strength. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up. I hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Was not built a brain. No, no. I got to know my.